for some people, this is a very scary topic because to think about the final days scares them. If you really understand what Jesus had to say, it will excite you and fill you with hope, not scare you.
This is Straight Talk.
God bless you, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck. I'm here with the senior pastor of New Life Community Church, Pastor Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, this series has been a riveting one. I mean, the media talks about the end times. We see all of these things happening around the world. You see persecution, ISIS, famines, earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes. All the world seems to be quaking. And all the while, this message from Jesus has been given to us to give us guidance.
You know, there's something about the reason that Jesus said, be ready, I'm coming like a thief in the night. It's been 2,000 years, Joshua, and Jesus has not yet come. However, the Bible is clear about why he has not yet come. In fact, recently in church, I asked if Jesus would have come 5 years ago, how many of you here would not have known him or heard the gospel, been ready? And a whole bunch of hands went up, and I said, that's exactly why Jesus is waiting. And scripture tells us he's patient, and he's not slow in keeping his promises. Some people think slowness. He is patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the truth. I believe that every day that we have is an extension of the grace of God, giving an opportunity for thousands more people to come to know him. But don't be deceived into thinking that life will go on forever like it is, because Jesus is coming, and we truly need to be prepared for his coming.
That's a good word. And friends, as you listen to this, our prayer is that as you hear the voice of Jesus, you wouldn't be terrified, you wouldn't be afraid into doing nothing, but that you would be stimulated in your mission and purpose. And I believe that's why Jesus wrote these words, so that we can be on target, like Pastor Mark said. Let's get ready for today's message. This is in the series Beyond Now, Living for Eternity Today.
I've entitled today's message, How Ready Are You? We started this series looking at the words of Jesus found in Matthew 24 and 25, in which Jesus describes what it will be like in the final days before his coming. Now, for some people, this is a very scary topic because to think about the final days scares them. If you really understand what Jesus had to say, it will excite you and fill you with hope, not scare you. And so I want you to really understand the words of Jesus, because they're not meant to frighten you. They're really meant to excite you, fill you with hope, because you know what the final chapter looks like. I told you that some of the violence that we see around the world was predicted in Scripture. In Matthew 24, it talks about an escalation of wars and violence, natural catastrophe and human catastrophe. All of us have been shocked, I believe, as we saw images from the city of Paris, and where over 200 people were violently and senselessly killed by hatred and acts of terrorism. Not only did that happen in Paris, but only a few weeks ago, over 200 people died in a plane crash flying in a Russian plane over Egypt as well, an act of terrorism. In Beirut, Lebanon, over 40 people were killed and 200 people injured as well in terrorist attacks. Driven by extreme religious fanaticism, hatred, and violence. Some of us are shocked at what this looks like. The Word of God predicted that in the end times, we would be experiencing an increase, an acceleration of violence, religious-driven violence, false religions, and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and natural disasters. But what Jesus told us as we looked at this chapter last week was that this is not something to be worried about. This is something to actually have hope in, because it doesn't indicate the end. It just indicates the escalation towards the end. Our hearts go out to the family members, the fathers, sons, daughters, husbands that have lost their loved ones in this tragic violence. And I don't expect that this violence will decrease. In fact, I expect to see it increase. Does that mean that you panic? Does that mean that you're gripped by fear and terror? No, that means that you rise up with greater hope and faith and fervency, because you understand that it was predicted in Scripture years ago. And so the question I really want to ask you today is, how ready are you? How ready are you for what the Bible calls the day of the Lord, the return of Christ, the end times? I have 5 people in my family. And let me tell you, to get ready for an event when all of us have to get ready at the same time, there's only 5, but it's not that easy. Those of you that have young girls in your household know, it's not that easy. You're fighting for the bathroom. I don't know what it's like in your household, but when I say, hey, we're leaving in 15 minutes, I still have kids in their pajamas telling me they're almost ready. It's when I'm walking out the door saying I'm getting in the car, then I hear a scurrying. Hey, where's my jacket? I can't find my shoes. Hold on. Don't leave me. Because when I say, are you ready? People say, yeah, we're ready. But I know that doesn't quite mean they're ready. Anybody else experience that in their house or just me? Okay, I'm glad. Whew, I thought I was the only one. In fact, I'm not going to mention any names of my children, but one day I said, are you ready? Well, I'm leaving in the car. And one of them ran out real fast. And when we got here, he told me he forgot his shoes. Thankfully, I had my gym bag in the back and his foot fit my shoes, so he didn't have to walk in the church barefoot. But when we say we're ready, it doesn't always mean we're ready. When we say, yeah, I'm ready, many of us believe that we're more ready than we really are. And some of us here, I believe, sitting in your chair today, you are very unprepared for the coming of Jesus Christ. And so this passage is all about preparing us. And I want you to notice how Jesus starts this passage. I'm going to begin reading in verse 36 of Matthew chapter 24. Jesus says, but about the day or the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the day of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. 2 men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. 2 women will be grinding at a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Word of the Lord. So here's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about 3 attitudes that you need to put on in order to be ready. How do I prepare for the day called the coming of the Lord? I believe that there's 3 key attitudes that this passage speaks about in order to be prepared for that day that none of us know the time or the hour. Let's start with that, in fact. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, it says, but about the day or the hour, who knows? Say it out loud. Who knows? No one knows. So if no one knows, stop guessing. So here's what I know. When I hear a prediction that in October of 2020, on the 12th, Jesus is coming again, and it's in the billboards, and someone is predicting it, guess what I know? It's definitely not going to happen on that day, because the Bible says no one knows. So if someone predicts it, it's absolutely wrong. So I hope that you are trained enough and educated enough in this church to know that if someone is predicting a time, a date, a year, a month, that you know absolutely that that person is a false prophet or someone that has very little Bible education and knowledge, because the Bible tells us that no one knows except for the Father. The angels in heaven don't know it. So if someone says, well, an angel came and told me the day and the time, I'm going to say, wrong. The angels don't even know. In fact, it says something shocking, and it says the Son. Who's the Son? That the Son doesn't even know. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Now, this is a pretty amazing statement that the Son doesn't know, because God is made up of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are three in one. They've always existed as God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They will exist into eternity past that way. Jesus is not a created being. He's always existed with the Father. And so, as the Father is omniscient, so the Son is omniscient. So how can the Son, who knows all things, not know the day that he's coming back? I believe there's a strategy in it. The Bible tells us that God, in the Old Testament, he throws our sins as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers them no more. Have you read that passage? I love it. You mean what God has forgiven you for, he doesn't next time around bring it up again. He doesn't say, you know, 3 years ago, you fell. And you blew it. And you come to him and say, Lord, could you forgive me again? And you remember when I fell 3 years? No. When did you fall?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, How Ready Are You? Which is from Pastor Mark's series called Beyond Now, Living for Eternity Today. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his Straight Talk message called, How Ready Are You?
He remembers our sin no more. Does that mean that God has amnesia? Does that mean he has a faulty memory? Does that mean he doesn't know? No, it means he chooses not to remember. So if God the Son chooses not to look at the date, it's not because he can't discover the date or know the date. He chooses to block the date out. When my wife and I were having our first child, we didn't want to know if it was a boy or a girl. And we went into the specialist that did the sonogram, and they put all that gooky yuck on her belly and kind of moved it around, and they discovered whether it was a boy or a girl. But we said, don't tell us. And they had in an envelope the images that would dictate definitely boy or girl. But we chose not to open the envelope, not because we couldn't know, because we did not want to know. We had a strategy in it. We wanted to be surprised by it. The Son of Man has a strategy as well. Jesus is coming back, but it's so top secret, the day and the time, because I believe the reason that God did not reveal the day and the time, specifically the hour, although the Father knows when it's going to happen, is that it would be counterproductive for you and I to know the exact day, time, and hour of his coming. Come on. Think about it for a second. If it were extremely clear when Jesus was coming back, and you know that you had 5 years before the coming of Christ, what would that make you do? Oh, I know some of you would say, I got five. I don't have to get serious yet. I could still party. I could still do my thing because now I have 4 years. I still got four. Now I got three. I don't have to get too serious now. Now I got two. Okay, I got 1 year. Now I got to start getting serious now. I got to start going to church. Because if you knew the time, you would measure how well you're doing by how much time you have, and it would be counterproductive to your spiritual life. If you don't know the time, you don't know the date, but Jesus has said, be ready because I could come at any moment, at any time. We historically call that the imminent return of Christ. That means that at any moment, any time, any day, Jesus could come again. I believe that God tells us that because he wants us to live our life in constant readiness for the coming again of his son, Jesus Christ. So, here are the three attitudes that keep you ready. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Number one, you need to stay ready by living with an expectant and informed attitude about his imminent return. Expectant and informed. Expectant means that you're ready, like it could happen at any time. Informed means that you are not ignorant of the fact that Jesus is coming again, that you know about it, you know about the times, you know about the seasons, you've read it in Scripture, and so you are expectant, waiting for it to happen at any time, and informed about what it would look like. Notice what it tells us in verse 37. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. How was it in the days of Noah before the flood? Well, if you read in the book of Genesis, you'll discover several things. Do you remember that Noah lived in a time in which the world had become extremely ungodly? Violence, chaos, dysfunction, godlessness had increased. In fact, it had gotten so bad that as God looked at the world, it said he repented of making mankind. God looked at mankind and his heart was sorry that he had made mankind because so much of humanity had turned their back on God. But he found in Noah a righteous man. So most of society was godless. Some, very few in society, were godly. And by and large, most people did not believe that a flood was going to come, although most people were heavily affected by this flood. Notice what Jesus says. He says, for in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Let's compare the days before the flood to the days before the coming of Jesus. Number one, look at this. God had told Noah that the flood was coming to build an ark. Noah knew the flood was coming, about to happen, but did not know the day or the hour. God had told Noah, I'm going to bring a destruction upon humankind that has not been seen since the beginning of time. Most of the people on earth will be destroyed. It's coming. Warn people about it. But you don't know when it's going to happen or exactly how it's going to happen. Imagine Noah. God said, so build an ark. Do you know how big the ark was? About the size of a football field. Think about that. So here Noah, imagine being his neighbor. Noah's laying wood in his backyard, the size of a football field. A neighbor says to him, hey Noah, hey Noah, what are you building back there? A house? Grain shed? Building an ark? An ark? How big is it? Oh, about the size of a football field. Whoa, that's a big boat. How are you going to get it to water? Because there is no water anywhere close. Oh, no. the water's going to come from heaven. Oh, really? And why is the ark so big? I mean, you only have about 10 people in your family. Oh, we're going to put animals in it. Animals? How many animals? Well, two of every kind. Really? A floating zoo. Hey, and when exactly is this going to happen? Oh, I don't know, but it's going to happen. Ah, okay. It took Noah 100 years to build the ark. By the time Noah was finished with part of the ark, the other part was already 100 years old. Think about that. That's quite a project. And you thought your basement was taking a long time. When the ark was completed, most people thought Noah was a lunatic, a crazy man, predicting the end of the world. Now, Jesus said that the people in the time of Noah did not know about the flood, but the Bible tells us that Noah was telling people about the flood. So if Noah was telling people about the flood, but the people did not know about the flood, what was the problem? Noah was telling people, but people were not listening. How many of you know you can tell people things that they don't necessarily hear because they don't either believe it or want to hear it? The days before the coming of Christ will be like the days of Noah. There will be a remnant of people that talk about the coming of Christ, but most people will ignore the message of the coming of Christ. Most people will not believe that there is a day like that that's coming. Most people will ignore the message. The great majority of humanity will be like it was in the days of Noah, where it says people were eating and drinking and marrying and given in marriage. Is there anything wrong with those things? No. It's simply saying that most people in the days of Noah were going about life as usual, not expecting that anything dramatic would happen. It will be like that before the coming of Christ. Most people will be doing the usual things, completely oblivious to the fact that the Son of Man, the return of Christ, is about to happen. It tells us that, and they knew nothing about what was about to happen until the flood came and took them away. And that is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 talks about what will happen on that day, by the way. It says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of an archangel." Do you realize that when Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, he lived and walked around earth for about 40 days and spoke with his disciples about the message of the kingdom of God. Over 500 people saw Jesus alive. It is one of the most attested facts in history, confirmed by individuals that saw him, talked with him, ate with him, and then verified by the fact that quite a few people were willing to be crucified upside down, boiled in hot oil, heads chopped off, because they knew they had seen Christ die and they had seen him rise again. And even though they were tortured because of it, they affirmed, "It's true. I saw it. I believe it. I will not deny him." Yes, it's the, yeah. When after 40 days Jesus ascended, the Bible says that Jesus ascended as his disciples gathered around and watched him. It's called the ascension of Christ. As the disciples watched with their mouths wide open, an angel appeared to the disciples and said, "Why do you stand there with your mouths wide open? Because the same way that Jesus has left, he will come again." In other words, the prediction of the coming of Christ was given that the same way Jesus left, he will also come again. In 1 Thessalonians, it describes this event. It says that the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Those people that have died in Christ, believers, their bodies will rise first. Their souls will already be gone, but their bodies will rise first. And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so will we be with the Lord forever. Therefore, therefore encourage one another with these words.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Beyond Now, Living for Eternity Today. And today was the first half of his message called How Ready Are You? Join us again tomorrow for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you prefer to have a CD, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself tonight. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Straight Talk family. Please do join us again tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless.